There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mikechurch.com/shop.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, May the 5th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare, essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. A former governor switches sides, no BLM at the Olympics, and immigrant priests and their visas. U.S. Representative Charlie Crist, who is Florida's Republican governor for a single term before running for other offices, is seeking the state's highest office once again, this time as a Democrat. Crist released videos Tuesday, leaving no doubt the campaign is on. One video contrasts Crist's record as governor with that of Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Crist says on the video, quote, "That's why I'm running for governor." Crist plans a tour of five cities in the coming days. U.S. Representative Val Demings and Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried are frequently mentioned as potential Democratic candidates. There may well be others. In other news, Black Lives Matter apparel is banned at the Summer Olympics. The International Olympic Committee has announced, however, that while the BLM will be banned from athletes' clothing, generic words like peace, respect, solidarity, inclusion, and equality are allowed. Athletes could also face punishment if they violate the rule, with the committee saying it would review such violations on a case-by-case basis. In a decision last month, the IOC Athletes Commission continued its ban on protests and political messages after a survey found that a majority of competitors were in favor of keeping the ban in place. The Diocese of Burlington, Vermont, says that four immigrant priests will be forced to return to their home countries for 12 months due to visa renewal delays in the United States. Five Vermont parishes will be left without a priest in residence due to the development. A spokesperson for the diocese explained that the visa renewal process currently takes much longer than it used to. According to the diocese, visa renewal applications for the priests were submitted within the typical time frame, but now will not be renewed in time. Our quote of the day comes from St. Pope John Paul II. "As the family goes, so goes the nation, and so goes the whole world in which we live." Coming up, our saint of the day. He came from a poor family in northern Italy. He was a shepherd until the age of 14, when he became a Dominican friar. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, did you know seasoning your ribs and pulled pork is easier than you think? With Mike Church's Beast and Butt Rub, you don't need to spend hours finding the perfect ratio of herbs and spices. Beast and Butt Rub is an award-winning blend of herbs and spices perfect for ribs, pork chops, or pulled pork. Wow your family and friends at your next barbecue and order your bag of Beast and Butt Rub today. Go to mikechurch.com/rub.
Our saint of the day is St. Pope Pius V. This is the Pope whose job it was to implement the historic Council of Trent. If we think popes had difficulties in implementing Vatican Council II, Pius V had even greater problems after Trent four centuries earlier. During his papacy, 1566 to 1572, Pius V was faced with the almost overwhelming responsibility of getting a shattered and scattered church back on its feet. The family of God had been shaken by corruption, by the Reformation, by the constant threat of Turkish invasion, and by the bloody bickering of the young nation-states. By 1545, a previous pope convened the Council of Trent in an attempt to deal with all of these pressing problems. Off and on over 18 years, the fathers of the church discussed, condemned, affirmed, and decided upon a course of action. The council closed in 1563. Pius V was elected in 1566 and charged with the task of implementing the sweeping reforms called for by the council. He ordered the founding of seminaries for the proper training of priests. He published a new missal, a new breviary, a new catechism, and established the confraternity of Christian doctrine classes for the young. Pius zealously enforced legislation against abuses in the church. He patiently served the sick and the poor by building hospitals, providing food for the hungry, and giving money customarily used for the papal banquets to poor Roman converts. His decision to keep wearing his Dominican habit led to the custom, to this day, of the Pope wearing a white cassock. In striving to reform both church and state, Pius encountered vehement opposition from England's Queen Elizabeth and the Roman Emperor Maximilian II. Problems in France and the Netherlands also hindered Pius's hopes for a Europe united against the Turks. Only at the last minute was he able to organize a fleet, which won a decisive victory in the Gulf of Lepanto off of Greece on October 7, 1571. Pius's ceaseless papal quest for a renewal of the church was grounded in his personal life as a Dominican friar. He spent long hours with his God in prayer, fasted rigorously, deprived himself of many customary papal luxuries, and faithfully observed the spirit of the Dominican rule that he had professed. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.